You gotta make sure it's recording.
Mic's wrong, but.
Before we start, we don't have to do this, we don't wanna have to do this twice.
No.
We got.
You're recording now.
Good afternoon. We'll open our meeting, their afternoon session. We have one public hearing. We're two councilmen short, but we can start with three. So we'll get through the preliminaries and go ahead and start. We'll ask Mr. Griffin, our legal, to, in case Mr. Willard or is not familiar with how we conduct our meeting. We will tell you how we will conduct a meeting, and he will start the first public hearing. Mr. Griffin.
After each application's announced, Mr. Lank will give us a report on what happened at the commission level. After that has been accomplished, then the applicant will have an opportunity to present their case. If there are any persons other than the applicant who are present who wish to speak in support of or in opposition, they'll be allowed to do that. After everyone has been given an opportunity to speak, the commission will then decide whether to take action on this or whether to defer action to a later date. If you come to the microphone to speak, please state your name and your address so we'll have that preserved on the record. Thank you. Mr. Lank.
Yes, we have one public hearing this afternoon. It's conditional use number 1664. The application of Mark J. and Stacy N. Mills to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for warehousing and limited office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 16.81 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Route 20, 3,365 feet southeast of Route 26. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on July 27th of 2006. For the benefit of council, I've provided a copy of the exhibit book provided by the applicants prior to the commission's public hearings. I've also provided a copy of an addendum of information received August 10th, and also a copy of the site plan prepared by Axiom. The commission, during the public hearing, again, did receive that exhibit booklet, and the contents of my report explains what was in the exhibit booklet. We heard comments from DelDOT, the Sussex Conservation District. The applicant, Mark Mills, was present with Tim Willard, attorney, and Ken Christianberry of Axiom Engineering, which gave comments. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On July 27th, the commission deferred action on this application. On August 10th of 2006, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1664 for Mark J. and Stacy Mills to operate a warehousing and limited office space based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. It will provide a location for small business and contractor offices that are needed in Sussex County. With its centralized location, it will also alleviate traffic on Route 113 and Route 26. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the site is in a developing area adjacent to the town of Dagsboro and the new Indian River School High School. It is also in the state's level two area, which encourages mixed uses such as this. With the conditions placed upon it, the site will also be screened from view from Route 20. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals. B, there shall be no more than 10 60 by 50 office warehouse buildings located in the project in addition to the existing structure. C, to comply with the applicant's statements that the project will be screened from Route 20, all buildings shall be set back to a point south of the existing tax ditch with the exception of the entrance sign. There shall not be any structures, equipment, or vehicles erected, placed, or stored between Route 20 and the tax ditch. D, the location of the tax ditch setback line shall be shown on the final site plan. E, the driveway to the proposed building shall be constructed and paved in accordance with Sussex County Street Design Standards. F, there shall be a 6-foot-high security fence erected around the office warehouse area south of the tax ditch. G, a central leasing and management office shall be maintained on site. H, as stated by the applicant, no Sunday hours of operation shall be permitted. I, any lighting shall be installed only on the buildings and shall be screened so that the lights do not shine on neighboring properties or towards Route 20. J, there shall be one sign at the entrance to the property not larger than 32 square feet in size designating the offices. Each building shall be allowed to have one sign not to exceed 12 square feet in size. F, there shall be no retail sales, no food preparation, no manufacturing, and no public automotive or small engine repairs performed on site. L, there shall be no outside storage permitted at any of the proposed buildings, including the building that currently exists on the property. M, this project shall comply with all DLDOT entrance requirements. N, on the final site plan, the location of all parking and fire lanes shall be specifically shown, along with all overhead doors providing access to the buildings. O, in addition, the location of the dumpsters shall be shown on the final site plan. All dumpsters shall be screened from view. So the motion is second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated. That motion carried 4-0. Receive one additional comment from County Engineering Department in the form of a memorandum. It makes reference to the site, the use, the size of the parcel. States that the site is not located within the county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. The site is located adjacent to the Dagsburg-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. A conformity to the Dagsburg-Frankfort planning area study or undertaking amendment will be required. And Sussex County is currently conducting a planning study for the Dagsburg-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. The study is scheduled for completion by August of 2007. The conditional use is within the planning area. The county currently has no schedule to provide service to the parcel, and that a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions. I'm sure the applicant's going to give some presentation on the additional comments, letters that he's provided.
I have a couple of questions. Sometimes on these conditional uses, you do see notations or conditions regarding days and hours of operation. Is there a need for that here?
No, the only thing they did on this one was as far as time, but that there'd be no Sunday hours of operation.
Yeah.
They did not include hours. Typically they do, but they didn't.
They could operate 24 hours a day if they wanted the other 6 days.
The way it's written, they could.
The other thing, on page 2 of the agenda, about 3 inches up from the bottom, where it says no retail, no food preparation, et cetera.
Right.
The applicant was telling the commission that there would also be no residential use. That did not get into the conditions. Should that be there?
Well, there could be a residential use of the property by the applicant as a residence. It would be a permitted use in the district, but it could be any more than one.
Even though the whole parcel is a conditional use?
Yeah, but it's an AR parcel, the dwelling is a permitted use.
Okay.
But it couldn't be used for multiple residential uses. It could be one.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions? Mr. Willard.
Good afternoon, Tim Willard with Fuqua and Yuri, located at 26th Circle here in Georgetown, representing the applicant.
Yeah.
The applicant. We're at 26.
You're good to go. Go ahead.
Okay, we're 26 and 28, actually, this circle. The applicant is Mark and Stacy. I'm yet to meet Stacy, but this is Stacy's better half, Mark Mills. He actually owns Water Systems. Water System Services, and he's drilled thousands of wells here in Sussex County. The only thing that was submitted by the applicant subsequent to the planning and zoning was a list of letters of references, and you should have them in your packet.
Excuse me.
And there's one, there are 9 of them, one from Zonko Builders, RDM Development, Ocean View Plumbing and Heating, Mikan, R.A. Bunting, Iachetta Builders Inc., American Homes, there may be 2 from Iachetta in there, and then I may have copied a couple of them. But in any event, those are people that Mark has relationships with, And if you read them all, they all not only speak highly of his reputation, but also support this project. And the project is simply this. He owns 16.8 acres, just south of Dagsboro, and he has one outbuilding on it, which houses his equipment. He had a building permit, and that's located there. And he has a vision of building 10 warehouse offices to help facilitate what we believe and what the Planning and Zoning Office has recognized. This is a pretty significant demand to house small contractors where they would have an office up front and warehousing in back, whether it be an electrician, plumber, carpenter, or somebody like that. And in our brief presentation this afternoon, we hope to give you enough information to support the Planning and Zoning's recommendation that this is semi-public character and it would be convenient for the welfare of the neighborhood. They've also concluded specifically that this would be a good economic benefit, would take traffic off of some of the major arteries. There's no adverse impact, and it's an appropriate location for this. And with all their conditions, and I'll have a few comments on those conditions. Again, the location of the area is just south of Dagsboro. I think everybody has one of these now. I may be referring to some of the tabs in there. It's 16.86 acres located on Armory Road. If you look at the first tab, that actually is a print. I don't know if you all have them in color. There's no reason why you shouldn't these days, but that's the Dagsboro existing land use map, and it shows a star and a highlight there to the right-hand corner. That's Armory Road. You're cutting through 26. You go about a half mile down the road, you'll see Indian River High School. This is directly adjacent to that. And I show that to council for a couple reasons. One, it shows the location of the property, but if you turn the next page, it shows their annexation area. And the municipal comp plans have become rather significant. And this is not an area that the town is considering annexing. So if you question, well, why are you coming to us? One reason is because the town is not considering it part of their growth area. They're going this way. And you can see that yellow area there. The next tab shows the state strategies district for this area. And although some people argue that that's not significant for land use decisions, in this case I think it is, because I think it's correct. That is, state strategies has designated certain areas for development, for not development, based on hopefully logic, that is, around municipalities, around where infrastructure is. And in this case, even though this is not in the state's annexation area, it's right on the border of that town, which they recognize as a level 2 area, and a level 2 area is generally adjacent or near level 1 areas. They're transition areas. They're diverse in use. They should have a variety of housing types, commercial uses, and office uses. This is in the state strategies language. They encourage a broader mix of commercial sites and encourage mixed use. And they also, to go on as far as level 2, there may be opportunities for small to medium-sized businesses. And finally, they talk about mixed uses. I think that's exactly, they're right on as far as where this is, and that's why we think this use is appropriate. Tab 3 gives you an aerial, which shows you that there's one subdivision right next to it, and there's one down the road. If you look at the tax map, which is the last page on Area 3, you can see that there's a lot of MR around this, fairly high density, but then you have the school right behind it. It looks like there's more institutional use planned for behind it. But so it's between institutional use and MR. That MR is not developed. If you were to develop an MR, you know you get 10,000, I guess, square foot lots. If you were to cluster it, we submit to you that MR probably is appropriate based on this situation, and it would be a lot more intense use than this village that the applicant proposes for small contractors. I passed out at Planning and Zoning a colored copy of your comp plan, and I don't know if you have that in your booklets, but I'll hand out the only last two I have. Why is that significant? Because the comp plan should be give you some direction for land use decisions, but this is a very unique piece of property. It's hard to see on there. I was unable to blow it up, but it's right surrounded by MR, town center, and the town itself. They have the town center growth area, which we think supports a mixed-use, not too intense development. It is AR and it is low density technically. The next tab shows you pictures of the site. If you haven't driven by there, pictures 1 and 2 shows there's a rather long driveway. And if you refer to the site plan, and that's also later in your book, it might be easier to see the big version. It's a fairly long, skinny property, about 1,700 feet long. And the frontage is about 70, Mark, I'm not sure. 300, I'm sorry. This front acre is currently farmed. It's got, it's leased out, it's in corn right now. Right at this line, it's wooded. And you can see that by the aerial photograph, which is in 2. So it's wooded all the way back. There's a gravel stone drive that's built to county spec already in place there. And then there's a large open area here where Mark's existing building is, where he keeps his well equipment. And he's got some goats there. The proposed septic would be here. I'll talk a little bit more about that. And there's plenty of room for storm water based on what he proposes to do. First picture, you're looking from right near his building out towards the Armory Road, then in the same location back towards the woods. If you were out on the road, standing in his entrance looking south, you can see it's a gentle curve, and you're looking towards Herring Wood in the south, looking up towards Dagsboro on picture 4. That would be the school off to the left. Just down the road, there's a Parsons Farms Produce, a small business, and it looks like they have some kind of entrance permit there to handle cars. There's Herring Wood down the street to the south as well. Just across the street, I shouldn't say just across the street, up the street is the Armory, which is why it's Armory Road. And this, I think, supports the fact that this is a mixed-use area. Right next to that is the Dagsboro Service Yard, where all the trucks and gravel, and there's sort of light industrial use there. And then right on picture 9 shows the school tennis courts, which comes close to his property where there has a whole bank of trees. And then there's the school. There's a blurry picture up the street of a small business, a cabinet-making business. And picture 12 shows the building that Mr. Mills has been housing his equipment in for some time. There, as far as some agency comments, after service evaluation, there was no TIS requested. The D performance on the road should stay the same. Mr. Lank read in the engineer's report. What's proposed for this site is an on-site central septic. And you see at tab 6, Atlantic Resource Management did an evaluation of it. Mr. Christian Berry, I don't know if I even introduced you. He's sitting there for a reason. He did the site plan, and he also did some of the stormwater work, and he's available for questions. But to summarize the soil evaluation, there are options to do this system. Sewer's probably not going to be there for some while. The applicant intends to have a central system, which probably won't be intensely used based on what he's planning for this and what would be limited if you do granite. 7 shows you the site plan just cut up a little bit. 8, 9 shows you our proposed conditions. And I think to speak to them for a moment, I'll just direct you to the planning and zoning because they've adopted them, but for some changes, which we really have no problem with, but some comments. And most specifically, and the most significant one is 4C. And they indicate, to comply with the applicant's statement that the project will be screened from Route 20, all buildings shall be set back to a point south of the existing tax ditch. This is what we originally proposed. And this is the existing tax ditch. It goes here. So what the Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended is that these four buildings, and they're saying recommend, can you see them?
Yes, I can.
And they're saying recommendation, they're recommending that he be granted use to complete 10 buildings, but that he put them all in here. This is all woods. Mm-hmm. And because either I or Mr. Mills commented that these would be screened, and I think they thought it might be a good idea to screen them all. And quite frankly, the applicant, I think, thinks it might be better to do it this way, although we understand the commission's objective. And the reason is because his concept is to sort of have a village, but he doesn't want to disturb too many of the trees. And for the same reason, they might want, the Planning and Zoning Commission might say, well, we don't want this view here. It could be nicely landscaped. It might give the applicant's project more of a presence, albeit a somewhat limited presence. You wouldn't be able to see this operation back here up front. However, Mr. Christianberry has designed a plan according to their recommendation, and it would be more crowded back here. It would be required to take out a few more trees. There still would be approximately how much space between these buildings?
Ten.
Space is actually the same.
So there's still a fair amount of distance between these, 150 feet, and these would be in the woods. This area is a large turnaround and already gravel as far as access. This is the vertical that he intends, and this would be designed 50 by 60, 3,000 square feet to potentially serve two tenants. And this may answer some of your questions, Mr. Griffith. This is not an application to subdivide. He will own all this property. He will simply lease this space to contractors that need space to store their property, to store their inventory, and also have perhaps an office to run their business out of. We've agreed, and we actually propose a condition, no outdoor storage, no production or manufacturing, and we've designed it such a way that there'd be parking here, and ability to load and have dumpsters on the side, and that's what you see on the side there. So, gentlemen, as far as that condition number 4C, we ask you to consider our original proposal, but certainly can recognize and have recognized to the extent that we've fit it in and drew it up so you can see what it would look like, what the Planning and Zoning has recommended by putting it all in the woods.
And you're trying to imply that you really could go either way?
It's like I tell my children, do you want peas or carrots?
And Lawrence, can you yeah, I'll bet you do. Can you shed some light on what the commission was thinking? I mean, maybe give us, instead of giving an attorney's point of view, let's get our director.
The commission based their comment on the presentation of the applicant that ever was going to be screened.
That's our post-its.
That's basically what it's intended.
And they just aesthetically thought it would look better in that area?
It already exists. The tax ditch, it would be impacted, so they suggested it would be everything to the rear of the tax ditch. Mm-hmm. There's setbacks from the tax ditch. Minimal, more than what standard setup.
I mean, the school does sit way back, and it looks like, and there is some rationale that would, you know, justify sitting things way back.
And that was the only justification I heard, basically what Tim said. They felt since he was going to screen it, that it should be screened where the screening already exists.
Okay, screening already exists by
virtue of the ditch. Yeah, the woods line already exists, except for where you cut the driveway through to get to the rear, and it's tilled. As Tim said, it's already being tilled.
So let me ask Mr. Mills. Mr. Mills, could you step up to the plate, please? Let me ask you a question. If we took planning and zonings, and you're right now, it seems to me you got some corn up in the front. You're doing a little, I don't know, how many acres would that be up there?
It's about 4 acres. I'm Mark Mills. I live in Ocean View, Delaware.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
It's 4 acres.
So the 4 acres, if you took planning and zoning's recommendation, would you continue to lease that out as an agricultural use?
It's actually not leased out. I do that. That's mine.
That's your corn for your goats.
Well, it's a project.
Okay. So in other words, if you followed that, what would your intent to be that 4 acres in the front?
Well, I found this out late Thursday night, so my intent was to spread the buildings out.
Right.
And have nice looking buildings, and
this one, right?
And only have four up front, and spread them out a little bit. If if I need to move them all back in the woods and wipe out all the woods and keep that out front, then I'll probably plant small trees and grass. The school originally, when I bought that, the school originally asked me, this part was broken up trees and woods in an old orchard, and they approached me and asked me if they could clear it and cut the grass for visibility.
There's a bend there, and it can be a little tricky.
For the buses, and I said, there's no need for you to do that because I'm going to clear it out, and if I build anything, I'm going to keep a large setback for you. So to answer your question, I'm not sure what I'll do with it. But
you're taking down less trees in this.
Yeah, I'm taking down a lot less trees if I put four buildings up front, and then I've maintained quite a bit of distance from the setback from the tax ditch anyway. It's 400 feet of woods that we're saving, and this is a very large established woods. The school kept woods behind them, and the 35 acres next to me is all woods.
Well, the council's always done everything we can to save trees, so flip it down.
I'm gonna move over a little bit. Lightning might strike.
I'm saving the trees.
We only had 87 foot.
Flip it down. That's the one we got to accept.
This is what I proposed to do originally because the woods left from the school and my property and this 35 acres that Mrs. Baker owns. It's all woods, and it's the trees that I cut down to do this. I cut down as few possible. And the fellow that I bought the property from said that they quit tilling that farm when he went to war in 42. So those trees, pine trees, were 60-some years old.
Mr. Cole's a tree hugger, so he always wants us to save trees.
Dale,
so
I'm glad to hear you've done everything you can. You've gone out of your way to save trees. I just was going to tell Mr. Jones and Mr. Rogers to move aside a little bit. Storms are coming this afternoon. And lightning might strike.
As trees there, they won't be
lightning
too bad.
Lightning strike down there, praise the Lord. My God. I've heard everything today. You're done.
Yep. If you look at the tab 4 with the pictures, and you look at tab or picture 9, you can see really how dense that is. So if saving trees is a concern of yours, and it originally was of the applicant, then an option 1 seems would do that.
Well, anytime you consolidate, and one of the engineer could tell me, I mean, usually if you clump things together, you save costs. Possibly planning and zoning's plan would have saved some money because everything was kind of, pushed in the back a little bit. You just have the drive in, and right now you'd have infrastructure spread out a little bit and everything else. So I've always heard that if you, tighten it up. So I don't.
Yeah, and the plan.
But it doesn't matter to me because he's going to be paying for it no matter what it is.
Yeah, and quite frankly, the costs, if he wanted to maximize out of this, he probably would do residential. But he's already there. He's got his property there.
Oh, I know. I'm familiar with it.
And this seems, he really does have a vision of owning these. And we've offered a condition that there'd be all on-site management for the leasing operation. So this operation's literally going to be in his front yard.
Planning and zoning didn't require any screening in the front where the school wanted you to sit back. Did they?
Well, to the extent, Mr. Cole, that they recommended that these four buildings go back.
Well, I know that to screen everything, right? But they aren't, under this proposal, there's no screening proposed in the front.
So my recommendation would be, or suggestion would be, if it could be, if you granted, approve it
as it originally applied for, that you add a condition that landscape screening be provided for the front 4 acres buildings or something like that.
Well, I thought there was a concern that the school had coming around that bend. They wanted that.
Yeah, but
they need that cleared in the front. We don't want any screening in the front.
That was up here.
Right.
There's 400 feet there.
Okay.
There's plenty of room. That was
The school originally talked to me about 100 feet, and I said, that's not a problem. I don't intend to
block. We could put a condition that 100 feet from the road back, there would be no screening.
Absolutely.
Just because that is a terrible turn in there with the buses and all that kind of.
And the other, and I'm just about done, Mr. President. But the only other thing is when they say that the driveway should be paved, and he intends to do that. It'd probably be done in phases. Like if y'all grant this,
he did this project first. He'd probably pave it back here first and just do it in phases.
Because of the economics of it, makes more sense. The one that we have a little more problem with than any of them is the 6-foot fence. I don't recall in the minutes that being discussed. It was discussed that the buildings in the woods would be blocked by the woods, and we're trying to preserve trees. But because of the natural barrier and beauty of the trees, it seems to require a 6-foot fence, which would detract from that real significantly. In addition, that there's a condition of this that we propose that there be no outdoor storage whatsoever, no operations outdoor. Everything would be secured in site, so that shouldn't be a concern for the tenants as well as for potential trespassers.
What are you off the property line? It says, is that a 20-foot buffer? What is that dotted?
That is correct.
Dotted line.
Buildings are closer to 30
or 40.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the 20 foot to the dumpster.
Was the 6-foot fence part of the applicant's presentation to the commission?
No.
No, I don't see it in the minutes.
Anyway. Yeah, and I don't. And somebody said if it was there, and I stood corrected. I could, but I checked it, and I don't.
Is the applicant proposing to leave a row of trees along that border?
Absolutely. And even proposing
to put some landscape buffer, you know, up to 200 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. The 6-foot security fence came up in the recommendations of Mr. Smith. It wasn't discussed during the public hearing.
And was that motivated by concern about kids from the school ground getting over there? Or?
I don't know. He didn't say. He just made that part of his motion. And it only included the area south of the tax ditch again. It wasn't referenced to the school property.
Now, was he saying the 6-foot fence would start south of the tax ditch, go all the way down?
It basically says that there shall be a 6-foot high security fence erected around the office warehouse area south of the tax ditch.
Could you show us what that would look like?
That would be everything.
Around the existing building, too.
It wasn't that specific. He just made it part of the motion. So it would be subject to the discretion of the commission when they reviewed it, if that was still a condition. They made the recommendation. They can adjust it.
Anyone else have any questions of the applicant?
What are you going to do with the goats? Mr. Rogers, he likes goats.
I'll sell them to you.
No, Mr. Rogers. I'm looking out for Mr. Rogers.
You know, right now I have 2 goats and a few chickens, and they're my kids' projects. So my deal with my kids were when they quit taking care of them, I would take them back to the auction to answer your question.
They're pets, though. You can't do that to them.
Excuse me?
They're pets now. You can't do that to them.
Well, they need to take care of them if they want to.
Out of sight, out of mind.
There's an old goat in the back there.
They put it in.
A young chick.
Is it time for
a few quite about done. Move on.
It's your pleasure, gentlemen.
Have you opened the public hearing, everybody?
We're going to look at those 2.
You got to ask the public. Kramer's listening.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, anyone else here from the public who wishes to speak either for or against this proposition? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized. We will close the hearing.
Thank you.
Let me ask this question. If we approve this, and then do we have to specify whether P and Z's version or the other one? Is it something that can go to the Planning Zoning Commission and through their public hearing process from here on out decide how to locate the buildings?
Are you asking, is the question, if you want to allow him to have them all in the back, do you need to say that? Is that what
you're
asking?
Yeah, I was just saying, if for some reason he goes out of here and says, you know, it's not so bad, let's maybe reconsider it, would we lock him into doing this configuration, or is there a way that we can give him an option of
site plan view?
Doing through the site plan approval process to work that out.
You probably would need to give some direction, but I'll defer to Mr. Lane on that.
I'm just curious about that.
If You altered number C, which was the question about the...
Right.
Let's see.
Yeah.
The front section. And they decided to build it the way they originally submitted it, or the way the commission recommended they could still do it. But if you leave it the way it's written, they have to conform to what the commission said.
They don't
have the option.
Wait, say that. So if we do it, how we can
if,
do it?
If they, you approve it the way they submitted it in their B.
Okay, in their package.
In their package. And not do and, but they could change it to match the way the commission recommendation was later.
Okay.
But that would be their option.
And what page is that on? Is that on one of these pages? Did you have it here anywhere?
It's in the drawing.
Sorry,
the drawing. The drawing shows.
The motion.
The drawing. Okay.
This being what they presented.
Yep. This being what the commission recommended.
Right.
You came. You went back to what they originally submitted.
Well, how do we
approve that? You have to revise the way it worked.
Right. Okay.
If you approve this, and then they decide to move it back like the commission recommended, they could still do it.
Okay. And well, then can we word something that would reflect that?
Both. Mr. Cole, I have a suggestion.
You want a motion?
Well, you're getting paid to give suggestions. I would hope so.
When do we get done and you make it? We're going to make it.
No, wait.
I think the easiest way to do it is just to adopt the commission's recommendations except for C and... And not to be presumptuous, but for F, they delete them, and we're still required to go for site plan,
MVA.
Mr. Griffin, and everything, and that would give us the option to do what we originally.
Yeah.
The two that I would recommend you exclude, and we're asking you to exclude, is 4C and 4F,
right.
Which
right.
is forcing us to the 20.
When they go backwards, but the commission then could say, we want it the other way, right? No.
If you leave it, if you take it out totally, then it's really up to what the applicant submits. The commission can't force them to go back behind the text.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta be tight.
I have a suggestion too.
Yeah, let's
delete your suggestion.
Delete C.
Okay.
If that's your choice, and change it to landscape screening shall be provided in front of proposed buildings along Route 20, with a setback of at least 100 feet from the right of way of Route 20.
That's simple.
Read it again.
Front.
Landscape screening shall be provided in front of proposed buildings along Route 20 with a setback of 100 feet from the right-of-way of Route 20. Thereby you get?
At least 100, you get 100 foot. You get the spacing to get the view not affected. You got 100 foot, put some landscaping in out front with approval by the commission in these buildings.
I make a motion we amend C to the wording that Mr. Lang just put as part of the record, and we also delete F.
Jim, you got that wording down? Okay.
I'll second that.
And we delete F?
Completely.
Right.
Rod?
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm
sorry.
We do have a motion
and
a second.
Stay focused.
Motion and a second on the floor. We amend C to what Mr. Lang said, and we delete F.
You've heard it.
Question, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Diggs?
Yes.
All right, there's Jess.
Thanks, guys.
Based on record.
Go ahead, we haven't voted on it yet.
We got a vote.
Oh, we're just fighting on the menu.
We just leave that one up.
We just worked on the conditions and anything else.
Oh, okay. I thought we were over.
Mr. Stickles, could you keep down and keep it? We're trying to keep order.
Thank you.
A little Fuqua here been dragging it out. Next.
Okay.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for warehousing and limited office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100 Sussex County containing 16.8 acres more or less.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Dukes, to approve conditional use 1664, that of Mark J. and Stacy N. like Nora Mills with the 11 conditions. With the conditions.
See amended F deleted.
Questions? State your reasons for voting. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. The conditions seem to safeguard the concerns that the school has next door, and it'll fit in with the other mixed uses that are in the area. Yes.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation, planning and zoning with amendment, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also with plain zoning as we modified today.
Mr. Phillips votes, Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes?
My vote is yes with the amendment to C and deletion of F.
Stipulations, my vote yes.
My vote is yes also, with the reason stated. Motion passed.
Now we'll hear from hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil, and Susan. Look at them back there. They look like they're just got out of prison.
We have anything else? Any further Kramer report?
Nothing on the agenda.
You three bureaucrats, please come down and straighten us out.
Additional business.
We have a motion adjourned.
It's not on the agenda.
Do we need to amend the agenda?
Business, right? Look at your agenda. Additional business. You got handouts?
Just cut the thing off.
He's still trying to pause.
You let Kramer get up here, say nothing. You can do it. You can do it now, or you can do it next week in front of an audience. So make your mind up.
We'll listen to you, Bob.
You may want to amend the agenda because it's not shown after the public hearing.
We can do that.
Okay, amend the agenda.
I'll make a motion. We amend the agenda for additional business.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to amend the agenda after the public hearings for additional business. Question, Mr. Cole?
I'll take a copy back and get Mr. Kramer's call.
See you in court, yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Hey, court.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
All right, we amend the agenda. Additional business.
Here, give that to Lauren.
Susie, how you doing? Okie dokie. Hey, Bill.
Last week, we had on the agenda senior transportation funding. If you look down, it says senior program transportation. We've talked to people from CHEER and see if they needed an answer next week. And they said if they didn't get an answer next week, they have to shut down the Roxana Center.
The bus thing.
And
that bus costs $50,000 a year, they say, huh?
They're saying, you know, what we would recommend is $3,800. You see, I won't get into all the numbers, mm-hmm. but if it totals 72,300.
Is that what we spoke about last week? That
right.
number?
Yeah. Right. They were requesting 159,000. If there's no objection, we would put this on for a vote next week.
Have we got a letter yet, Mr. Stickle?
From Mr.
No,
Mike
we've
Money?
Not got a letter yet.
They better pick up the pace then.
You want to wait? I mean.
No, let's put it on the agenda.
Encourage them to get a letter before.
There you go. All
right. I talked to people at CHEER Center. They said there's no way they could influence.
Then they probably won't get it.
Right.
Okay. And they said if they don't get an indication from us that they're going to get the funding, they will shut down.
Mr. Cole can drive the bus.
Okay.
I'm going to make the motion that we give to them because I tell you what.
Okay.
We need to be stepping up to the plate and not worry about the
if you go up to the top of the
maneuver.
Sheet where it says agencies. These are things that we were requested during the budget process.
This is all.
The first one, Mr. Cole, I believe, has granted them some money.
Right. Yeah, that's off the
okay,
table.
That's taken care of. The next one, we would recommend $50,000 to First State Community Action.
And is Mr. Bill going to be still?
That would come
money.
Out of.
So you'll be still overseeing it. Bill will not.
Bill oversee would oversee it. Yes.
Okay.
The next one, the Rehoboth Art League, Mr. Cole.
That's off the table.
Table. The next two, we would not recommend any funding.
Off the table.
Next three.
The third one, we're not recommending any funding.
Open.
The fourth one, we're not recommending any funding.
Nope.
The fifth one, we're not recommending any funding. The sixth one is up for debate.
Is that the 25?
They are coming in.
They are going to come in and give a presentation next week.
Okay.
I gave the number to set up a time. Now that Robin set up a time, give them figure 10 or 15 minutes to call them back and tell them when they should show up.
I think those are the next two are both worthy.
What's your
Ours and Primos?
Okay.
The next well.
Which
we
two
are
you talking about,
Mr. Cole? U of D and DNREC.
We're not recommending the U of D.
Recommending what?
The University of Delaware Safety Agent. It is a. We are not. We have not funded in the past state employees.
Okay.
Well, I think give them. Let them do what they would. Okay. But
So that might be a question mark.
We're not placing this one unless you're telling us to place that on the agenda for a vote. We're not placing that
it
one.
It benefits the over, you know, the county.
I don't think you should put a figure by it, though.
All right, let's
figure. Are you telling me to place this on the agenda for the council to vote on?
I
support that.
Let me make a pitch that was put to me, and you guys decide. I won't stick up either. Talked to Mark Isaacs last week, and Ron Jester has since retired, and they don't have anybody to take his place as safety
agent
down there. They do have someone, but the grant, federal money that they get has dried up, and so they have no way of paying him. He was saying anything would be, they would accept anything.
Leave it on then.
Didn't he say that he had a
If Finley wants it on, if Dale, if you're supporting then leaving it on for some
I don't think, let's not put a number with it.
Okay, that'd be fine.
No, okay. No, so you're telling me
I don't think we're going to get that much by any means.
Safety agent.
Put it on.
We went from the Moors and then we went American Red Cross. Did you blow right by them or what?
No.
We're down DNREC and U of D.
Right.
Both of those will be on next week. Okay.
Now, the only thing I'd ask is the stormwater utility thing, that they'd be, if the discussion would be after funding, after the presentation.
Okay. The next.
Whatever. It's on the table. Let's just keep this.
Okay.
Deal with that right now. See what we're talking about.
Okay.
Habitat.
Habitat and the next two are not going to be recommended.
I know Dave, you can tell. Well, I know, but if nobody's got a discussion, I think we're doing things.
We're doing things for NCAL, in kind stuff for them, and they are.
Say about Sussex Habitat.
Sussex
Habitat.
Habitat.
Yes or no?
We're not recommending. We have given them houses. We've helped them with some inspection costs. NCAL, we're recommending $20,000 for them.
Oh, you are?
And who Interfaith Mission, $20,000. And then $50,000 for Diamond State Community Land Trust. Bill might want to be able to give us some background on that.
Diamond State.
The ones in Dover, right? Can tell us why we should do that.
Well, they're housed under Dover. The girl works for NCAL. But their projects are going to be in Sussex County. They're going to be willing to take over moderately priced housing, eventually, hopefully, to help assist with the covets and the deeds restrictions.
And how much would that
Would be the ones who would manage the program once the houses are up.
When you get to that, which is going to be a big job. I mean, we've got 546 potential units coming in. Two of them are going through zoning real soon.
How long will they have an office here? Mr. Cole, I'd like to give money out of state or out of county.
Well, three of us are on the board of directors for them in Sussex County.
What's that, the Diamond State, Mark? Bill?
NCAL.
No, NCAL.
Diamond State.
Yeah, right here. Diamond State.
We're talking about Diamond State.
That was the girl who came here from Dover.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Interfaith Mission.
Interfaith is the one that did, we funded to do the group housing over here.
On Ray Street, right?
Yeah, this time they're working on Kimmytown, back over Kimmytown, that area.
I'd say outside, of course, you've sit on there too, Bill, and that thing's been bought, and they're still got their head where the sun can shine. But
consensus to table that one for now?
Yeah. I think, you know, what's it, Debbie, what's her name? Debbie, what's
Schiffer?
Schiffer.
I mean, they're struggling on that project, and I would say until, you know, if that's what we're going to do, then tell them to get their act together and before we do make money. Okay.
We'll is Shane, Debbie, isn't she with Habitat?
Interfaith.
I'll get with you.
Interfaith.
We'll table it for
I thought
now.
She was Habitat.
Yeah. All right, these will be put on
what
for
are you
next
done?
Week.
Where's Diamond State?
They're about
50. Yeah. They said 50 grand.
Right.
How long before they're going to have an office here?
And 20 for
they may not actually have an office here.
And
what's
Diamond and gentlemen,
State? What's Diamond State doing?
Gentlemen,
here. Keep it going.
Gentlemen, real quickly I just want to get this clear in my mind because I'm troubled with the lack of support for the CHEER nutrition program because the state's not doing something. These are people that live here in Sussex County. They're elderly.
And these are programs that are very worthwhile to, you know, to people all throughout this whole county. I don't know why we're giving this other money to these other places, these do-good, you know, operations. And CHEER has been in operation for so long, and we've got to help.
And it's nothing against CHEER.
If you don't do...
It's a countywide program. We ought to be doing it.
Oh, I understand.
If you don't do the agency...
Let's step up to the plate and do something.
If you, without getting into too many names, if you don't do the agency above Diamond State, then there would be money for the safety agent.
Well, I just think until they can assure, okay. if they're telling Bill that the Kimmytown project is what they're working on,
it won't be on the agenda next week.
Okay, they need to get their act together on that.
I think we won't know, but this guy from CHEER wants to know something. He needs to know something. We're going to start cutting services, okay. And I don't think we should be cutting services.
Okay.
I want to leave that one on, and
I think CHEER is going to be on. I don't think...
Leave CHEER on.
I don't think CHEER will stay.
He wasn't taking it at all. He wasn't taking it at all.
Okay.
I'm putting all the transportation on.
All the transportation on?
Well, it equals up this amount of money here. That's that amount, right? That particular amount right there?
You're talking about, you're going to fund that.
Right. You're going to fund what?
You're telling me you may not vote for
it. Might not vote for that one. Might not vote for any of them. I don't know.
Well, okay, those two all told.
Mr. Webb, you got something you want to approach the bench?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Come on up, you want to tell
them?
All right. Make a motion to adjourn.
Hey, man. To answer your question for Diamond State once again, remember when we started monoprice housing, your concern was we did not cover the below 20 to 30,000 and yours and Mr. Cole, the ones that really thought that's what their projects are going to be covering. Ours are 80 above with monoprice. They'll be 79 and below developing housing for the low, very low income. And that's
one reason. They don't have an office here.
Have an office here, no.
And the 20,000 is for what?
For the income guidelines for their home ownership.
What is the money going to go to help somebody buy a house?
No. Oh, this one to be just starting up to
get
develop
an office.
Land and office. And
all okay. That. All right. Because the 20,000 is going to do nothing when it comes to.
Oh, no.
Right. Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to adjourn. Second by Mr. Phillips. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Same sign.